these men, they... Please help me, Your Reverence. Please, please have mercy. Please.
Face your carriage and stole valuables from inside.
But it's just a coach. Please, I was hungry. My family hasn't eaten for days. Please, please, in the name of God, I beg you.
Very well. In the name of God.
Oh, thank you, Your Eminence. Your place in heaven will always be assured.
Of course.
No, no, don't! No, please, please, God, no! No!
One less mouth to feed.
Sloppy, Gerard. Why don't you do yourself a favor? Surrender.
My sister's honor is at stake.
How many times do I have to tell you? Nothing happened.
I know what I saw, D'Artagnan.
Gerard, I told her I was leaving for Paris. She wanted to give me something to remember her by. Stupid, Gerard. All I want to do is get to Paris and join the Musketeers.
You're a Musketeer? Fantasy!
My father was a Musketeer. King's personal bodyguard.
The king was assassinated. Your father was a failure. A disgrace to the Musketeers.
What did you say?
Your father was a disgrace. My brothers will avenge me.
Give my regards to your sister.
What should I do with the musketeer flag?
Burn it.
By joint edict of His Majesty the King, Louis XIII, and His Eminence Cardinal Richelieu, the musketeers are officially disbanded. In preparation for the coming war with England, the ranks and commissions are forthwith transferred to the infantry. We shall be notified and told where to report. Until such time, return to your home.
And who will protect the king?
Cardinal's guards have already assumed that responsibility. You are ordered to disperse. Should even one of you resist, the entire corps will be arrested and imprisoned. All for one. And one for all.
Impressive performance. I especially admired that last touch. All for one and one for all. If I did know better, I should have thought you wanted them to riot.
It would have given us an excuse to arrest them.
Hardly necessary. The musketeers are finished.
Not entirely. There are three.
I sent a patrol to find them. They haven't returned yet.
I want those musketeers, not excuses. Bring them in at once.
Follow me.
No loose ends this time, Captain Rochefort.
Do you have any idea what you've done?
I've saved you and your friend from these bandits.
bandit are the Queen's own bodyguards.
Queen? I'm sorry, I had no idea.
What's your name?
D'Artagnan.
D'Artagnan? A Gascon?
I've come to Paris to join the Musketeers.
Then I'm sure I'll be hearing your name again.
Would that please you?
Ladies-in-waiting are forbidden to socialize with musketeers.
Well, I'm not a musketeer yet.
With that kind of courage, you will be one soon enough. Good luck, D'Artagnan. And thank you for the entertainment. I enjoyed it immensely.
Wait! You didn't tell me your name!
Constance!
Musketeer headquarters?
No, this was Musketeer headquarters.
Oh, you mean it's been moved?
No, I mean the Musketeers have been disbanded. They no longer exist. Feel free to poke around for souvenirs if you wish.
I just got here. How am I supposed to become a Musketeer if they've been disbanded?
I say you've got quite a problem.
You're not being very helpful.
You need a lesson in manners, boy.
Any time.
Why don't you meet me outside the city by the ruins? Let's say noon.
I'll be there. Here, hold this horse for me, all right? I'll be right back. You got it? Thank you.
This sash was a gift to me from the Queen of America.
There's no Queen of America.
I beg to differ, infant. We're on quite intimate terms unless you can prove otherwise.
Here's my proof.
I see. It's Twit of the Month. Come to challenge the mighty Porthos. This is lightning with a sword.
The mighty who?
Don't tell me you've never heard of me.
The world's biggest windbag?
Little pimple, meet me behind the Luxembourg at 1 o'clock and bring a long wooden box.
Bring your own.
Lord God took the man and put him in a garden to till it and care for it. But of the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye... Madam, I'm flattered, but I am here to tutor you in theology.
Forgive me, Monsieur Aramis, but when you started talking about original sin, I lost control and became impassioned. It won't happen again. Please go on.
Well, there's nothing unholy about expressing one's emotions. On the contrary, religion should be experienced in an all-embracing way. We should feel free to express our spirituality.
Silent.
Let me in!
My husband.
You're married?
Yes, married.
Oh. You must pray for our sins. Second thought, guys, I'm busy.
Out of my way!
Thank you. You broke my fall perfectly. But I do apologize for the inconvenience.
Get off me!
It's one thing I can't abide, it's rudeness.
You fell on me!
And I apologize for it.
Well, your apology's not accepted.
I hope your sword is as quick as your mouth.
It's quicker.
A duel, then.
A duel.
Meet me behind the Karmeshwar Monastery at 2:00.
I'll be there.
As will I.
Three duels in one day.
Homesick?
Colonel Richelieu, you surprised me.
I often have that effect on people. I can't imagine why. I'm really a very gentle person. You seem a little unhappy in your new home.
Lonely. Is that the same thing?
Austria's loss is France's gain.
I'm not sure the king shares your opinion. We've barely spoken since our wedding day. Whenever we're together, he seems so uncertain.
Arranged marriages can be difficult. Your father and I thought yours would bring Austria and France closer together.
Countries align more swiftly than people, I'm afraid.
What a pity. Love is, I think, wasted on the young.
His Majesty the King.
Cardinal Richelieu, I've been looking for you.
Your Majesty.
Anne, I didn't know you were here.
Would you like me to go?
No. Please stay. Your Eminence, I demand an answer.
Perhaps if I knew the question.
I just learned that you went ahead and disbanded my musketeers.
You approved the decision.
But not the timing. I intended to address them myself and explain the situation. These men are not just my personal guards, they are my friends.
1,000 apologies, Your Majesty. We are on the brink of war with England. The Duke of Buckingham plans to invade La Rochelle within the month. We'll need the musketeers in the field if we are to defeat him. I thought it best to act quickly.
I will be the judge of what is best for me and for France.
Of course. Forgive me.
As troublesome as his father.
He's a foolish boy, and barely that.
That foolish boy is about to become a man, which is all the more reason for us to act quickly. Have our loose ends been tied up?
2 patrols have been sent.
I trust, Captain Rochefort, that you're doing everything in your power to rid us of these rebels. Don't let having only one eye impair your vision. The loss of the other could be most inconvenient.
Thank you.
We are having a private party celebrating the demise of the Musketeers. Go away.
Athalus, is it any way to greet our guests?
Gentlemen, don't be shy. Come in.
Your friends have been expecting you.
You're under arrest.
Under whose authority?
Mine.
Hello again, Cyclops. Let's see. When was the last time we had the pleasure of his company?
I believe it was the day he was cast out of the Musketeers. Conduct on becoming a Musketeer. That was the charge, was it not? You should know. Three of you stood against me.
It was the least we could do.
You are hereby ordered to surrender your tunics and your commissions at once. You can, of course, refuse. Become outlaws. Hunted men. Why not come along quietly? For old time's sake.
Did I miss anyone?
Congratulations, Porthos. You brought down the house.
Drat. We're trying to hit Rochefort.
You go back and you tell the Cardinal we will continue to perform our sworn duty, which is to protect the king. And we will use every means within our power to slight him.
Bold words. I look forward to ramming them down your throat.
Rochefort. Isn't that a smelly kind of a cheese?
Manners have not improved yet.
You're late.
Are you in a hurry to die?
Here come the grave diggers now.
Athos, you cannot fight this boy.
Why not? I'm fighting him.
Not until 1 o'clock.
I have a duel with him, too.
Not until 2 o'clock.
Let's get on with it, then. Wouldn't want you to be late for your future engagements.
You're a musketeer? We're all musketeers?
You choose your opponents well. Or should I say foolishly?
I've been looking all over for you.
Now you found us. We have some business to attend to, unless, of course, you'd like to make it for a later date.
No. I'm a man of honor. But believe me when I say that killing you will bring me no pleasure. I'll be with you, gentlemen, in a moment.
Oh, he's a feisty little fellow.
Feisty indeed.
Only a fool would try and arrest us twice in one day.
You're under arrest.
A fool.
The boy's of no interest in me. He's free to go. He come in peacefully and he intend to resist.
Oh, don't be so stupid. Of course we intend to resist. Just give us a moment, all right?
Five of them, three of us. Hardly seems fair. I wish you got a chance to surrender.
Excuse me, but there's four of us.
It's not your fight. You're not a musketeer.
I may not wear the tunic, but I believe I have the heart of a musketeer.
Warrior?
Poet?
You got a name, boy?
D'Artagnan.
Athos, Porthos, and Aramis.
Hello.
Nice to meet you again.
Pleasure.
Everyone acquainted?
Now, we are prepared to resist you.
Come on. God, I love my work.
Take a look at our young friend.
My God, he's still alive.
What's he doing?
Last rites. Aramis takes death very seriously.
Is he a priest?
He used to be one of the cardinal's students.
You, boy, are arrogant, hot-tempered, entirely too bold.
I like that. Reminds me of me.
Don't encourage him. By helping us, the boy's made himself an outlaw as well.
What if he leaves Paris right now?
I can't leave now. I just got here.
Go home.
Find a wench. Raise fat babies, live a good long life.
What about the motto of the Musketeers? All for one and one for all.
Wake up, boy. The Musketeers are just a dream. Collect swords, you see. I take them, and then I've killed.
Well, I'm not dead yet.
You and the Musketeers are responsible for the killing of the Cardinal's guards, an offense punishable by death.
They interrupted a duel we were fighting.
A deed also punishable by death.
It's been a busy day.
Tell me where to find the Musketeers, and I will give you back your father's sword.
Give me back my father's sword? And I'll cut out your heart.
Idiot. Like your father. Take him below.
Yes, sir.
Hey, boy.
ready to winter.
Your Eminence.
Your beauty would make even the most chaste of men think of impurity.
I don't believe you suffer the burden of chastity.
Perhaps you're right.
I was making an observation, not an offer.
A word of caution, milady. A snap of my fingers, and you could be back on the block where I found you.
And with a flick of my wrist, I could change your religion.
You're very persuasive. For a moment, I forgot that your lovers have a tendency to end up dead.
Love has its risks.
So does duty. The precision with which you disposed of your husband, or should I say your ex-husband, Lord de Winter, was commendable, not to mention helpful to our cause.
I do what is necessary.
Yes. I have a new mission which requires your singular talent.
What is it?
You will carry this treaty to the Duke of Buckingham.
You're making an alliance with England?
The king has left me no choice. The boy is beginning to believe that he should rule France instead of me.
God forbid.
You're to leave at once for Calais. A ship called the Persephone will carry you to England. She sails Tuesday at midnight. Buckingham's signature must be next to mine before the king's birthday, Friday.
Consider it done.
And doing so will earn you the gratitude of a king.
Until that day, Your Eminence. Or should I say, Your Majesty.
Majesty sounds good. Looking for me?
You've taught no respect for a man of God.
Rishwood.
How much did you ever hear?
Hardly a word, Your Eminence. The voices were much too low, and with all the noise from the prison.
What's your name, boy?
D'Artagnan.
D'Artagnan. Oh, yes. Your father was a musketeer.
He died while protecting the king.
The dream of every warrior. Dying nobly
for king and country.
Tell me, D'Artagnan, what noble business brings you here?
I came to join the king's musketeers.
Bad timing.
So I've heard.
Like the knights of the round table, the musketeers have outlived their usefulness. And so have your three friends. Tell me where they are, and I will spare your life.
I can't tell you what I don't know.
Give my regards to the headsman and your father.
Wait!
You object to losing your head?
Yes, I like it where it is.
Then tell me what I want to know, and maybe you will keep it a while longer.
I don't know where they are.
And if you did?
I wouldn't tell you.
I admire your courage, D'Artagnan. You might have made a fine musketeer, but now we'll never know, will we?
Coach.
A remarkable woman. The most beautiful I've ever known. And the deadliest. Which would explain my attraction. How is our young daredevil holding up?
He's wishing he never heard of the musketeers.
Oh.
Fear not, my son. We are with you always. All for one. One for all.
This axe was a gift to me from the Tsarina of Tokyo.
Thousand gold pieces on each of their heads, dead or alive.
I prefer dead.
We're in the middle of a chase, Porthos.
You're right. Something red.
Lord Chase, the Cardinal recommends his excellent 24 Captain. You can't have any. You're too young.
Take the reins, boy.
Thank you.
The picnic was delicious. The champagne was excellent. Remind me to send the Cardinal a note.
The Cardinal! We have to hurry.
You two have a date?
No, it's the Cardinal. He's conspiring against the king.
Tell us something we don't know.
He sent a messenger with a secret treaty to a man named Buckingham.
The Duke of Buckingham?
Do you know him?
He rules England the way the Cardinal rules France.
There's a ship called the Persephone. It's waiting in Calais to take the messenger to England. It sails Tuesday, midnight.
If we get that treaty, we can prove the Cardinal guilty of treason.
Calais is over 200 leagues from here.
Is the Cardinal aware of the fact that you have this information?
Yes.
Here.
Right here?
Here! That's it. Next time you drive.
Yeah!
end of the line, gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed the ride.
Very much so, thank you.
Here goes the brandy.
Ooh, what a waste.
Have been sighted on the road to Calais.
Thanks to our winged friends, every mercenary and bounty hunter in France will be waiting for them.
All for one. And more for me.
From a barmaid in the dark, though less practiced in the arts of massage. Right? D'Artagnan, if you're going to be a proper musketeer, you will have to be schooled in the manly art of wenching.
Right, lady? Ooh. First subject. Very good. Very good indeed. Let the schooling begin. The secret to wenching is in the first kiss. When that first kiss, a lasting impression is made. Right, lady?
It is.
If it is weak, she'll think you're weak. If it's comical, she'll think you're a clown. With me?
Weak, weak, comical clown.
Now, the musketeer is never weak. And only really a clown. Your first kiss must be all the things that you are. Like this. See? You may speak first if you like. Your name, her name, an endearment or two. Trust me, words are a complete waste of time at this sensitive point.
Only the wrong words are a complete waste of time. The right words can make a more lasting impression than 1,000 of Porthos's kisses.
Not likely.
Ah, see?
Shall I demonstrate? As morning hues of sun-swept fire caress your passionate face, alone with thee, pure desire to worship untold grace, my soul would cry in silent prayer toward hours swept apart. Your essence warms the evening air as I dance into your heart.
Shakespeare.
Aramis.
Keating.
It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Very well, D'Artagnan. Your turn.
as morning hues of sun swept.
Fire.
Fire, caress your poisoned face.
Bravo, the boys and actress.
Ooh, a lively tune. I'm inspired to dance.
Why's Athos sitting by himself?
Zeus is drinking very seriously. Not to worry, he'll be his usual charming self by morning.
Doc. Athos, why don't you come join us?
Fight like a man. See if you can drink like one.
Drink anything you put in front of me.
Famous last words. What should we drink to?
Let's drink to love.
To love. Let me tell you a story about love, D'Artagnan. I knew a young man once, a count. Feared he would never fall in love. One day he met a woman. This woman was more than beautiful. She was intoxicating, mysterious. Everything he'd ever dreamed of. He felt his heart would burst if he couldn't have her.
What happened?
The poor idiot married her.
Isn't that what people do when they fall in love?
Shut up and listen to me. They were riding through the forest one day. She was thrown from her horse and knocked unconscious. When he rushed to her side, he noticed a mark on her body. Something he'd never seen before. Something she'd managed to keep hidden all this time.
What was it?
The brand of the fleur-de-lis. The mark given to those who were to be executed for murder. Count was crushed. The woman he loved, his bride, had betrayed him. She'd lied to him. When she came to, she swore that she'd been falsely accused of these crimes, but he didn't believe her. He rejected her for her lies and for her past. And he banished her from his province. When the guards came to take her away, to be executed, she was still professing her undying love. Soon after, the Count realized how much she had meant to him, but it was too late. His betrayal was far greater than hers could ever have been. He gave up his title, his land, everything he believed in. Never to be seen or heard from again. All because of love.
Ooh. May I have the stats?
D'Artagnan. I'm beginning to wish the Cardinal had chopped it off. Would you stop whistling, please?
I'm not whistling.
Well, somebody's whistling.
Barmaid's kiss left him dizzy.
I hear it, too.
Sounds like a cannonball.
Oh, I hate cannonballs.
Oh. Cardinal has a long reach.
Get out of here.
There they are! Kill the musketeer!
We'll split up. D'Artagnan rides with me.
We'll see you in Calais.
Or hell.
The first time you saw D'Artagnan, did you need the laces in your corset loosened?
Yes. And I felt my cheeks flush, but your hands were cold. My knees trembled.
But your heart was pounding.
Yes.
But I don't understand why you feel this way. We only met for a moment.
Oh, a moment is all it may take.
Do you think so?
When my father promised me to Louis, I was furious. The thought of marrying a complete stranger. Someone I'd never even seen. I thought I'd never be happy. And that I'd never find love. But then the first time I saw him, and our eyes met, I knew.
What did you know?
What you knew in your heart when you first saw D'Artagnan.
What if he doesn't feel the same?
We must never give up hope.
I get your room. What are you doing here?
Forgive me, Your Majesty. I need your help. And could not in good conscience wait another minute.
On what matter?
I'm worried about the king's happiness.
In what way?
I'm afraid he's fallen into a dreadful melancholy and wishes to postpone his birthday celebration.
Perhaps he's concerned with more important matters, like the coming war with England.
Which is exactly why the celebration must be held. To show the world that the King of France can face an enemy on any field. To show France who is king. He will listen to you.
I will talk to him.
Thank you. I have always said that you are as intelligent as you are beautiful.
I'm not worthy of such a compliment.
Oh, but you are. It is difficult being a man in the service of God. It is assumed that certain wants, desires, are void from my existence. But after all, I'm still a man.
Your sacrifice brings you closer to God.
Yes. But it is not God to whom I wish to be close. I want you to consider, to know all that we might accomplish together for France.
I think you should leave.
Remember, kings come and kings go, but one thing remains the same, and that is me.
Lost him?
I don't know.
I hope we're close to Calais. My horse could use a rest, and my rear is killing me.
You're a good man, D'Artagnan. Much like your father was. Yeah.
You knew my father?
Only by reputation. His death was mourned by all musketeers.
How did he die?
He uncovered a plot to assassinate the king. He was led into a trap by a fellow musketeer and then murdered.
Musketeer?
Well, we didn't lose him. I'll try and hold him off as long as possible. You ride on without me.
I can't leave you here.
Not like this.
The Musketeer's first duty is to protect the king. You ride on to Calais and intercept the Cardinal's messenger.
There's too many of them.
Go or I will shoot you myself.
Take these.
Don't let me down.
I'll never forget you.
Go!
Yes, now lunge. One, two, three, four. Now disarm. Excellent.
Forgive me for being late, Your Majesty. I was wrestling with an important affair of state.
Excuse us, please.
Your Eminence, I've been hearing some very troubling rumors about you.
There are so many to choose from.
Betrayal?
Ah, yes. That is usually the first. Let me see if I remember it correctly. While the English attack from without, the wicked Cardinal undermines from within, forging a secret alliance with Buckingham and placing himself on the throne. But really, Your Majesty, why stop there? I have heard much more festive variations. I make oaths with pagan gods, seduce the queen in her own chamber, teach pigs to dance and horses to fly, and keep the moon carefully hidden within the folds of my robe. Have I forgotten anything?
It does seem rather far-fetched.
Sire, if there are any doubts about my loyalty, they will be laid to rest when we appear together to celebrate your birthday.
Oh, my birthday. You know, I've been meaning to speak
to you. The Queen has just been telling me how eager she is to attend.
Anne is coming?
The entire nation is anxious to celebrate the birth of its king. It will be an event to remember. I promise.
There's a body in the road, m'lady. It's a young man. He appears to be injured.
He's handsome. Put him inside. With me.
Welcome back. Did you dream?
Where am I?
We're in Calais.
Calais?
Tuesday.
Bentley! Where are my clothes?
Do you have a name, or shall I make one up for you?
My name's D'Artagnan.
D'Artagnan. I like that. I'm the Countess de Winter, milady.
Countess?
By marriage. But my husband's dead.
I'm sorry.
I've learned to live with death.
Milady, I'm grateful for all that you've done, but I've got...
What?
Important business.
How mysterious. Does it require clothes?
Yes, I need my clothes.
I'm afraid they won't be ready for at least an hour. Until then, you're my prisoner. Would the prisoner care for a drink?
Well, I am thirsty.
What brings you to Calais?
I'm on a mission for the king.
I've heard that before.
I'm serious.
You're young. Young men are given to exaggeration. However, if you'd like to entertain me with a story, I'd love a good adventure.
Came to Calais to stop a spy.
A spy?
Yes.
I believe you. Aren't you afraid?
A musketeer isn't afraid of anything.
I knew it. I knew you were a musketeer the moment I saw you.
You did?
Of course. But D'Artagnan, if the spy were to find out you were here, your life could be in grave danger.
A musketeer isn't afraid of danger.
I'm dangerous. Aren't you afraid of me?
You're not dangerous.
Then what am I?
You're beautiful.
Beauty. Danger. They are the same.
Lady, I'm sorry. Kill me, but a surprise waits for you that even Buckingham can't prevent.
You're young and vain, but I don't know if you're clever.
I know how you love a good adventure.
Take him with us.
The bodyguards are waiting outside, milady.
Right.
Can I help you, Lord de Winter?
Milady de Winter, is she here?
No, I've not seen her.
She murdered my brother, old man.
Let's take the back stairs.
Countess de Winter's party arrived from Paris. Permission to come aboard.
Permission granted.
Thank you, see you, Captain.
Oh, you dick.
Dead. They're all dead!
Not all of us.
Whoa!
I told you I was famous.
I will shoot.
Be kind. Aim for my heart.
Countess de Winter, I will not be so kind.
Treaty outlines Richelieu's plan to forge an alliance with Buckingham.
No mention of the king?
None. However, the agreement is contingent upon a demonstration of the cardinal's power.
A demonstration? What kind of demonstration?
I don't know.
I know someone who does. I wish to speak with a prisoner.
She dies in the morning.
Given my life for a kind word from you.
I could not give it. I was a fool. Is it true what he says? Did you kill his brother?
I have begun the nightmare you once thought me to be.
But not before. Not us. Do you know of the Cardinal's plans?
I do.
Tell me.
Will you have my life spared?
No, I cannot.
Society demands swift justice. I will take my secret to the grave.
Sabine. You will die for your crimes. There is nothing I can do about that now. But how you choose to leave this world is up to you.
What has this world ever done for me?
the resurrection and the life, saith the Lord. He who believeth in me shall never die. We forgive you for your crimes. Die in peace.
On your knees.
Justice be done. Amen. King's life is in danger. We have work to do.
Impressive.
And he can do that every time.
And he has no qualms about...
None. He believes a man should honor no kings before God.
A man of faith. How reassuring. Whatever you're paying him, double it. I want the king's birthday to be a memorable event. And rehang this painting in my chamber. Just as it is. It was always a little too flattering.
Find the king.
But whoa,
go.
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
Something wrong?
Cardinal Richelieu?
Yes.
He is an evil man.
Do not believe every rumor you hear. He is powerful.
I ride through the countryside every day. I've seen the uses of his power.
Power sometimes frightens.
Here in the palace, I've seen it too.
I know.
What should we do?
not sure. We'll do it together.
Oh, you're so naive. Things couldn't be more perfect if I'd planned them myself. The King of France dies at the hands of his own personal guard. Grief-stricken, terrified, the huddled masses turn for comfort to their devout spiritual leader, who, ever so humbly, assumes the throne with the queen by his side.
I would rather die.
That can be arranged!
But first, your reluctant husband will be found pierced through the heart by the sword of a musketeer. The same sword that failed to protect his father.
On the contrary, you're right on time.
Bloodshed.
Especially your own.
Stand aside.
You are under arrest, charged with treason.
You, of all people, should know that the Cardinal does not answer to the laws of men.
Then you'll answer to God.
You first.
We're being
bollock, do something about it.
Split up.
Same man that killed his father.
You killed my father?
Oh, yes. As I will you.
One thing is certain.
You are no musketeer.
I might have been mistaken.
For you, Father.
Yeah.
By now, the Duke of Buckingham's signature is next to mine. The alliance is complete.
That would be difficult considering the treaty never left France.
A minor problem. I will return twice as strong, and the throne will be mine.
I think not. Never harm another soul ever again. My promise to God.
Wait.
Well done, Your Majesty.
Are you all right?
Yes.
Arise. Is this the man who saved my life?
His name's D'Artagnan, sire.
D'Artagnan, I'm in your debt. What can I do to repay the courage you've shown me?
Your Majesty, his heart has but one desire, and that is to become a musketeer.
Then approach. Kneel. This world is an uncertain realm filled with danger. Honor undermined by the pursuit of power. Freedom sacrificed when the weak are oppressed by the strong. But there are those who oppose these powerful forces, who dedicate their lives to truth, honor, and freedom. These men are known as musketeers. Rise, D'Artagnan. And join them.
Be proud of you. You're a musketeer.
What do we do now? What's next?
Well, we protect the king.
Protect the queen.
In the name of God.
And France, correct?
France, indeed.
My sister's honor will not wait a moment longer.
I'll handle this.
D'Artagnan. We also protect each other.
Love you gave
love you take.
The one you hold, be the one you want.